Hi, good morning. Stella speaking.
Good morning. I was looking for home health care services.
Okay, sure. I can assist you. You're looking for home care for yourself or for someone else?
For myself.
For yourself, got it. Were you approved already for home care? Or you just need to get
Yes.
approved for it? Yeah. How many hours a week?
Well, no. I wasn't approved. I'm sorry.
No problem. Do you have Medicaid?
Yes.
You do. Do you have a specific patient that you want to sign up? Like a specific caregiver that you want to sign up?
My daughter.
Your daughter. No problem. What I can do is I'll take down your information and we'll call the state to let them know that you're interested in home care services. And they're gonna like schedule a day to come down. They're gonna do an evaluation and see how many hours you can get approved per week.
Okay.
Let me take down your first and last name just to check in your Medicaid account. Do you have maybe your Medicaid ID?
Yes, I do. Just a
Okay.
moment.
If you don't, I can just pull it up with your date of birth and first and last name.
Okay, I'll give you my date of birth. It's 6/21/1960.
6/21/1960, and what's your first and last name?
Nicoletta Beard.
How do I spell your first name?
N-I, two
Okay.
C's,
Okay.
O-L-E, two T's, and an A.
And how do I spell your last name?
B-E-A-R-D.
Got it. Let me see if it comes up. Give me a minute. Okay, got it. I think everything sounds good. Are you at 1940 Woodland Avenue?
Yes. Does it
Okay.
have apartment C on there?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
And that's in Jackson County, right?
Yes.
Got it. Let me just take down the information I got from your Medicaid account. So I have it for the specialist should have it. Like, we're gonna send you a specialist to help you. The point of contact is yourself, right?
Yes.
Okay, do you have your social security number?
Yes.
What is
You
it?
ready?
Yes, I am.
499 66
Okay.
0366.
Got it. Thank you. Let me just copy your address. What's your daughter's name and number?
Her name is Dynesha, Dynisha, Dynisha,
Okay.
same last name. And let me find her phone number for you. Okay, her number is 816-988. One
Okay.
three eight nine.
1389.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Can I transfer you right now to the state and you'll let them know that you want like to enroll in home care services and they'll ask you some questions like your medical needs and like some questions. Just answer whatever they ask you. Is it okay for you?
Yes.
Okay, let me text you. They will also ask you which kind of services you need and with which agency you want to go. So let me text you the information so you have it. Can I text you to this
Okay.
number, the one you called me from?
Yes.
Okay, just let me know once you receive it because I want you to have it because that's like the important information they will need. I'll
Okay.
text you right now. Okay, I just texted you.
Let's
Let
see
me
if
know if
I
you received this text. I just texted you, hi, it's Stella.
There it is. Okay. You're Stella, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I'll text you the contact number for our agency because they will ask you for it.
Okay.
So you'll need CDS care. I texted you everything with Deluxe Home Care. And the contact number for Deluxe Home Care is, like I texted you, 314-501-2520. Okay, any questions before I transfer you to the state?
No.
No, okay.
Thank
and
you,
if you
Stella.
Have any questions when you're on the phone with them, just give me a text and I'll assist you, okay? I'll just, wait on my text line if there's anything. Okay?
Okay, thank you, Stella.
Thank you. You too. Have a wonderful day. Just hold on the line.
You
it
too.
May take, a few minutes until you get transferred.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. One second, it didn't work. Give me a minute.
Home and Community Based Services, this is Cassie. Are you calling regarding yourself or someone else?
Myself.
All right. May I have your name, please?
Nicoletta Beard.
And what is a good phone number for you in case we became disconnected?
816-778-8472.
All right. And may I have your date of birth, please?
6/21/1960.
And is this your MoHealthNet ID number that you've placed in the system today?
Yes. I guess. I don't know. I think it's my Medicaid.
Okay.
Or my Medicare, one of them.
Okay. What we're looking for is your Medicaid.
Okay.
Now, the number you have in the system is short a number, I think. It says 024-64417.
Okay. So should I give you the one on the red, white, and blue card or off of my United Health card?
Okay. I'm actually looking for, like, the DCN number that Medicaid issues to people to be their identification number, and I can look that up with your Social Security number.
Okay. My social is 499-660-366.
All right. One moment while I pull that open for you. Okay. There was a zero missing. All right, there it's pulling open now. All right, and how can I help you today?
I was trying to get home health services.
Okay. So your insurance does qualify you for a referral for an assessment to be considered for services, and it would pay for your services if you were approved. So in order to get services, you would have to have a face-to-face assessment where an assessor will come visit with you and talk with you about all the services that you're needing and to see if you meet that nursing home level of care criteria. Is that visit from the assessor going to be okay with you?
Yes.
All right. So let me get some information from you today and get your referral submitted for you. The number that you're calling from today, is that the best telephone number for an assessor to reach you?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have an alternate phone number you wish to list on your account or just this one?
Just this one.
All right. And could you please verify your address?
1940 Woodland Avenue, Apartment C, Kansas City, Missouri, 64108.
All right. And you receive mail at that same location?
Yes, ma'am. I've been here 10 years.
Okay. And that's Jackson County?
Yes.
All right. And your primary language would be English, is that correct?
Correct.
And your marital status, are you married, single, widowed, divorced, separated?
Single.
Okay. And do you live alone or with someone else?
I live alone.
Okay. And for the safety of our assessors, we ask a few safety questions about your home. Do you own a vicious animal or have weapons in the home?
No. Other than
any pest any pest infestation or contagious infectious disease?
No.
Any history of violent behavior or illegal drug activity?
No.
All right. Anything structurally damaged that would limit access to your home?
No.
All right. And would you consider it a safe location?
Yes.
All right. And what is your primary medical condition or disability where you can use some extra help at home?
Arthritis.
Okay.
and they're going to be doing a bone density test to see why I'm having all the pain in my knees. And I have sciatica.
Okay. Now, people can get help at home one of two ways. One way is to select an agency, and the agency would then send a trained person from their staff to help you in the home. And we call that in-home services. And the second way you can get that help at home is to hire your own person. Can be a friend or family member, and that person then would go through an agency to complete some paperwork necessary to work for you, and we call that consumer-directed services. Do you know which type of service you want?
Yeah, the consumer.
Okay. And do you have an agency already selected for your person to go through to complete that paperwork that I mentioned?
No.
Okay. Do you need a list of those agencies that serve your area sent to you?
Yes. I'll have to find out if they're on a bus line, you know, just in case our car breaks down.
Okay. So in order to send that list to you, I can either email that list to you in the email, or I can send it to you in the paper form to your mailbox.
Paper form would be fine.
Okay.
I'm not good with email. Wait a minute. It's just for the agencies, right?
Yes, it's going to be a list of
email.
Say that again.
I'm sorry. So I can just go into my email and just look at the list, right?
It'll be a link, and you'll just click on it, and then there'll be a drop-down where you can select your county, and then, yes, a list will appear.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Okay, well, give me your email address, and I can get that list sent out to you.
Okay, you might want me to spell it out. It's BERDNICC. OLETTA6@gmail.com
Okay, so it's Beard Nicoletta, 6@gmail.com
Correct.
Okay, so we'll email that link out to you, and when you get that, you can open your email and click on that link, and then it will open up where you can select your drop down for the county.
Okay,
and then that way you can just browse those agencies. You and your care person can select one of those. And as soon as your assessor comes to visit with you, if you could give your assessor that agency name and their contact information, that would be helpful. It would move your process along.
Okay.
All right. Now, whenever your person will work for you, are they going to help you with, like, your household cleaning and laundry, running errands, helping with meals, things like that?
Yes.
Okay. And are you also in need of some hands-on personal care assistance? This would be, like, assistance getting in and out of your shower, just as an example.
Yes.
Okay. And you're not in the hospital or facility right now. You're at home, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, have you or an immediate family member ever served in the U.S. Armed Forces?
No. I haven't, but I have two siblings. My dad, he passed away, and nephews that have been in military services.
Okay.
But I personally have one.
All right. Now, do you have a legal guardian or other legal party that needs to be contacted for this appointment, or will they just be contacting you?
They'll be contacting me.
Okay. All right, I believe I have everything I need now to submit your referral for you today. So once this referral is submitted, it is assigned to an assessor for you. And then once your assessor has your case, they have up to 15 business days to contact you and set up that appointment.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me or anything else I can help you with today?
No, you've been so helpful. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I do have one final item. It is a recorded message. It goes over these next steps now that your referral is in. And once that message is ended, you can just hang up our call after that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks again for calling. You have a great afternoon.
You do likewise.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Please hold while your call is connected.
We have received a new referral and understand you are interested in home and community-based services. This message will help prepare you for the next steps. Please grab a pen and paper if available to jot down some notes.
Okay.
A home and community-based services, HCBS, assessor will call to schedule an in-person assessment with you. The purpose of the HCBS program is to help support you to stay at home or where you want to live. In order for Medicaid to pay for HCBS, your care needs have to be equal to nursing home care. Our assessment will determine if your care needs meet the requirement for Medicaid to pay for services in your home. We will attempt to call you one time. Please ensure your phone can receive messages and return your assessor's call. If you do not answer, a message will be left or a letter will be sent, and you will have 10 days to return the call. If you do not respond within the 10 days, this referral will be closed. We must verify we are speaking with you. Please be prepared to verify your MoHealthNet, Medicaid number, date of birth, and Social Security number when we call. The assessor will use a questionnaire to determine if you are eligible for HCBS. You should be prepared to answer the following questions. What specific help and support do you need? How often do you need help? How much time does each task take to complete? Who would select, hire, train, and supervise your caregiver? You or the provider agency? Who are your medical and health care providers, including your primary care physician, social worker, therapist, hospice, home health, or any other specialties? Do you have a guardian or durable power of attorney? If so, please have a copy of the paperwork available. How many medications do you take? What provider would you like to use? Who will provide backup support to you when your caregiver is unavailable? You must provide their name, contact information, and what support they will be able to provide. Your care plan is unique to you. You will help develop a care plan that provides you with the necessary assistance to remain in your home or least restrictive setting. Certain services are restricted to cost maximums, age, ability to self-direct, and other criteria. We will work with you to determine what services you are eligible for and authorize services within the scope of the HCBS program accordingly. HCBS services are based on your current needs. HCBS cannot provide help with things you do not currently need. HCBS is not a total care or 24/7 care program. HCBS can provide extra help to add to the support system you currently have. You may have anyone of your choosing present during the assessment. Ensuring the safety of our participants and team members is top priority for us. Please secure all pets, weapons, or potential hazards before the assessor enters your home or setting. We look forward to speaking with you soon.